I just wanted to congratulate you on that scholarship to England, and I wanted to just tell you that I thought your speech was really incredible.
Thank you very much.
Well, what a day, huh?
Yeah. What a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quick question. Do you know who I am?
Yes, we sat together at Bell Square.
Yeah. You remember.
No, I read it on the message.
Okay, so it's Lloyd, and, let's go out. You wanna go out?
Oh, thanks, but I'm busy.
Busy?
Yes. Things are pretty hectic right now, but thanks.
You busy on Friday?
Yeah, I have to help my father.
Are you busy on Saturday?
Saturday, I have some things to do around the house.
So you're monumentally busy?
Well, not monumentally.
What about tonight, then? Can you go to that party for Lears? Look, Dan, I'm sorry, but I can't allow you to leave the country without attending the Lears graduation event. This gentleman is 22, and comes out hiding like once a year for this occasion. And he dresses up as the Lakeside Rooster, and he makes this drink called the Purple Passion.
Actually, I think that...
You know, and you're not in England yet. You know that, of course. But by the way, I wanted to just tell you that I lived in England for 3 months. And my parents live in Ireland, you know, so we live in England and Germany, and I could give you an enormous amount of tips. Many tips. English tips.
Well...
No tips. Don't give any tips of any kind.
I'll go.
Pardon me?
I'll go.
You will? Excellent. All right, this is great. You will, really?
I'll go.
All right, this is really great. All right, we're going out. It's a date. It's a scam. Whatever. All right. I'll pick you up at what? 8 o'clock?
Eight o'clock. Goodbye.
It's on now. You know, when you have to go to the bathroom, you know that he's muted you on the soundboard, but you just always turn the mic off just in case. So we'll start again. Say Anything. So that is one of my favorite movies of all time. I've got a lot of young people here. So that was a telephone with a cord. And what he did was he called up a girl, and he had to ask her out, like, with words. And he couldn't text. It was a very awkward thing. If you guys are anything like me, you've been on either one side or the other of that phone call. For me, the vast majority of the time, I was a really awkward guy trying to do the even more awkward thing of asking a girl out. And thankfully for my kids, a little over 27 years ago, I was in a dance club. And it, as teen dances go, there's a group of guys and a group of girls, and they were dancing, and it was the fast music, and that's okay. And then all of a sudden, the music slowed down, and thankfully, Jennifer didn't force me to ask. I gave her a sheepish grin, and she let me dance with her, and the rest is history. Thank goodness she didn't make me go through that awkward phone call. We are continuing our Eyes That See series this morning, and we're going to be talking about choices. And just like Lloyd there in the clip had to make a choice to call Diane and ask her out, we're going to look at the young ruler in Luke 18. He had some choices as well. Before we get going, let's pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity that we have to come together and praise and fellowship and worship and lift each other up. In your name, as we spend a few minutes together in your word this morning, I ask that you deliver a special message to each and every one of us, that that the words that are spoken not be mine but yours, and that that when we leave here today, that we're encouraged, and that we know that we've heard from you. Say these things in your son's name. So I'm going to look again in Luke 18 this morning. I'm going to start in verse 18 and go through verse 27. A certain ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except for God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. honor your father and mother. All these I have kept since I was a boy, he said. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come follow me. When he heard this, he became very sad because he was very wealthy. Jesus looked at him and said, how hard is it for the rich to enter the kingdom of God? Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. Those who heard this ask, who then can be saved? Jesus replied, what is impossible with man is possible with God. The commentaries say that this ruler was probably a member of the Council of the Sanhedrin. So here we are again with a religious elite trying to trap Jesus into making a mistake. Today we're going to look at three different choices we make when we have questions. And the first one is this. We ask, or we choose, what to ask. We're all faced with questions that we need to make. Some of us are making small, inconsequential decisions, but some of us are making life-changing decisions. The ruler in Luke 18 asked the right question, the most important question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Perhaps some of us this morning are asking that very question. Perhaps some of us are asking different questions this morning. Some of us might be asking, what am I going to do when I grow up? Some of us grown-ups might be asking, what am I going to do when I grow up? Perhaps you're asking, how am I going to deal with a health issue? Or where's the next paycheck coming from? Maybe you're asking, what should I do with this broken relationship? Our lives are full of choices, full of questions. We're going to visit Lloyd several times this morning. We saw Lloyd in the opening clip make a choice to call the girl to get the date. She's a valedictorian of her graduating class. And that first date goes so well that Lloyd gets invited over for dinner.
So Lloyd, you graduated Lakewood, right?
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do now?
Yeah, Lloyd. What are your plans for the future?
Spend as much time possible with Diane before she leaves.
Seriously, Lloyd?
I'm totally and completely serious.
Oh, really?
You mean like career? I don't know. I've thought about this quite a bit, sir, and I would have to say, considering what's waiting out there for me, I don't want to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that. So, my father's in the Army. He wants me to join, but I can't work for that corporation. So what I've been doing lately is kickboxing, which is a new sport, but I think it's got a good future. As far as career longevity, I don't really know because, you know, you can't really tell. If you're 8-6 as a fighter, you know, it's no good. You know, you have to be great, but I can't really tell if I'm great until I've had a couple of pro fights. But I haven't been knocked down yet. I don't know, I can't figure it all out tonight, so I'm just gonna hang with your daughter.
What are your plans for the future? Lloyd's dad's ask. And I love Lloyd's question. I'm not going to process anything bought or sold. I'm not going to buy anything sold or processed. And he sneaks in, I'm not going to repair anything processed, bought, or sold in the end. But we have to choose what to ask. What questions are we going to ask? And that's an important thing to think about. Our next choice that we're going to talk about this morning is who are we asking? The young rich ruler in our verses this morning has chosen to ask the perfect person. Regardless of the ruler's intentions, to his credit, he is going to ask the one guy who can give him the right answer face to face. I want us all to think about who we are choosing to ask our questions to. Are we asking our Lloyd? Our Lloyd? No. Lloyd's up there. Are we asking our Lord or are we asking our lawyers? Are we asking our father or are we asking Facebook? Are we asking our Savior or are we asking Snapchat? We must choose who we trust enough to ask these questions to. Families, friends, co-workers, spouses, strangers, the internet. These people all have an answer for you, but so does Jesus. The great news is that Jesus has the answer to all your questions, even the ones that you're afraid to ask other people. We're going to see the answer that Jesus gave our young ruler, but we're going to check in with Lloyd and Diane. Like any good movie, our lovebirds have hit a tough patch. Lloyd has done something to bring doubt and fear into their relationship. And like any well-intentioned, awkward teen, he sets out to make sure that his girl knows that he cares. I've seen this movie probably 20 times. Easy. I picked the movie because of the scene that we watched right before that, where he's in the dinner table, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to talk about choices today, and it's just such a good quip where you're asked what you're going to do with your life, and you don't really have it all figured out that night, but you know you're not going to do a bunch of these things. But never... So that was where I started, and then I start trying to piece together the message, right? And this is what I'm going to talk about, and I, you know, say anything, and I start to find more clips, and it just starts to fit, and I find more, and it fits, and it just so happens that the four clips that Fandango picked that I took from YouTube fit perfectly in what I was trying to do this morning. But never before this week had I really listened to that song that I know every single word to. So I'm going to read you the lyrics of what that song that was playing. Love, so we say God is love, so follow me. Love, I get so lost sometimes. Days pass, and this emptiness fills my heart. When I want to run away, I drive off in my car. But whichever way I go, I come back to the place you are. All my instincts, they return. The grand facade so soon will burn. Without a noise, without my pride, I reach out from the inside. In your eyes, the light, the heat. In your eyes, I am complete. In your eyes, I see the doorway to 1,000 churches. In your eyes, the resolution of all the fruitless searches. In your eyes, I want to be complete. I want to touch that light. Pretty cool. We have to choose the right person to ask our question to. And that person is Jesus. But we also have to choose what we hear. Oh, I missed. So romantic, right, girls? Right? He's out there with the boombox. And what a pity that this young relationship, he can't be that romantic in a text, in a snap, right? I feel sorry for you guys. She's going to England on a scholarship. You saw that movie with us. You weren't paying attention. You're probably on your phone. We have to choose what to hear. Our last choice is that. Jesus tells the young ruler the answer to his question. Jesus says to follow the commandments. You know the commandments, he says. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother. And that answer makes sense for the ruler's question. Jesus knows that the religious elite pride themselves on following the law, so he knows that the answer that he's given is going to elicit this response. The ruler says, all these things, all this I have kept since I was a boy. So Jesus follows up this statement with further instructions. You still lack one thing. Sell everything you have to give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. The scripture says after that, when he heard this, he became very sad because he was very wealthy. I think what the ruler hears Jesus say is that what Jesus is asking for is too much, too dear a cost. He's sad, it says. The ruler chose to hear what he could not do. One more clip from Lloyd and Diane. Lloyd.
Hey, Lloyd, someone's here to see you.
Lloyd? Lloyd, I'm sorry. Sorry.
What do you want?
My father's guilty. He lied to me. He lied to everybody. I just left home. I need you.
You do?
Everything else means nothing to me. If I hurt you again, I'll die.
Hurt me again. And not a chance. Don't worry about it.
I love you.
What?
I love you. How many more times do I have to say it?
One more time would be nice.
I love you.
Question. You're here because you need someone or because you need me?
One question. Are you here because you need someone or because you need me? We have to decide what we hear the answer is. Jesus tells the ruler and the crowd, it is easier for a camel to fit through the eye of the needle than it is for the rich to get into heaven. This is not because money is evil, but because in the quest for riches, it is impossible to keep Jesus as the Lord of your life. Thankfully, our Lord died so that the impossible would become possible. We all have choices to make. Some will be big, some will be small. Once we choose to ask a question, once we choose to ask Jesus for help in making those decisions, I hope you hear to choose the words that Jesus told the crowds that day. Jesus replied, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." Thank you.